Let us now review the activation of the last 2 days and show you how they move you into refined states of being. We want you to remember the gift now that the Sirian Archangelic League gifted to you with specific light codes on 8-8. These codes changed your conscious awareness dramatically. When you receive the unlocked eighth dimensional light template, these codes activated. The Sirian light codes strengthened and expanded your communication channels to the Sirian stargates. These codes conveyed a particular frequency that produces a better exchange of communication with the entire Sirian Archangelic League, the Sirian Councils of Elders, and many other beings of light. These Sirian Archangelics transmitted to you a powerful holographic imprint of a new creative template and placed it in your second triad. The activations of Friday and Saturday's session activated these holographic codes. Now you have access to a wider range of creative light codes, colors, and sound codes, and how to use them. These Sirian codes also contain numerous ancient symbols, such as the golden infinity symbol that now sits in your third eye, that stimulates your memory that you are an eternal light creator. They activate another energetic octave of your second triad. The activations that took place on Friday afternoon opened two iterations of the eighth dimensional time lock. In the first iteration, you retrieved the eighth dimensional aspect of your luminous field of light. Then you received the eighth dimensional light template to create with. It is held in your eighth dimensional luminous field. The eighth dimensional light template is a principal set of energetics that will assist you in transforming your third dimensional physical body into a stable fifth dimensional physical body. The eighth dimensional light template also provided access to the eighth dimensional sacred heart matrix of your light body. This sacred heart matrix sits in front of the sacred heart center of the light body, where it can be drawn from in any dimensional sequence, that is, of a fifth dimension or above. This sacred heart matrix fills your entire unified field with magnificent Christed light. In the next activation, we brought the sixth light packet energetically into present time. It was placed in the heart center of your light body, where it becomes your new etheric body. The sixth light packet activated the ninth strand of DNA that relates to the higher purpose for your soul as it came into a body to create and manifest a fifth dimensional physical body. The eighth dimensional light template creates a golden glow within the ninth strand of DNA, like no other previous DNA strand. These activations widen your ascension path and move you forward in ways that you cannot imagine. Next, we applied and intertwined the eighth dimensional light template into your present changing physical body, along with its effervescent ninth DNA strand. The seventh light packet was activated in a refinement that the other light packets do not possess. Then you activated the 10th strand of DNA. The 7th light packet and the 10th strand of DNA subtly transmit unity consciousness as well as aspects of wisdom that are communicated by your soul spirit into the consciousness of a physical body. This escalates the actual alchemical and molecular changes that need to take place in the third, fourth dimensional physical body and move it swiftly into the fifth dimension. This light packet brings in a fuller expression of the light prism. The light prism actually holds the spirit blueprint, adds the second ray of creation in a stepping down mechanism to fractionate the pure light into various color codes that can be used in form, to create form within form, but in a pure reflection of your original light when your spirit was created in the beginning, before you were human. Deep breath. Another breath. Present and alert. The light prism has a great influence on all of the light packets. This light prism in reality is a unique light prism of the 12th dimension that came into existence when your spirit was first created in the image and similitude of the source of your being. It resides in the heart center of your light body. When the light prism is drawn into the pineal center, it continually upgrades the seed crystals in that center because it constantly emanates a number of sound codes. This affects the human brain. The human brain has to be significantly upgraded as we move forward in this ascension process. Since the light prism contains all color codes and sound codes, it continually upgrades the function of the seed crystals. Another breath. Under our guidance, you were able to weave the first iteration of the eighth dimensional light template into your light body, which will greatly influence your present physical body until it is transmuted into a fifth dimensional physical body. This will help you to recover some parts of the memory codes that are in your soul spirit as they are transmitted into your present form. When it is time for your next upgrade, we will assist you to take the 10th strand of DNA that we have woven into your light body and then weave it into your new fifth dimensional physical body. That will be a grand day. Breath, another breath. The ninth ray's sound relates to the light prism, and the 888 codes that now reside in the second triad. The light prism activates another level of the seed crystals in the brain, brings the seed crystals into another octave of energies from which to transmit creative light of the fifth, sixth, seventh dimensions. The unlocked eighth dimensional light template also has a great influence on the seed crystals. These upgraded seed crystals continually transmit refined light emanations that alter the physical body at a cellular level. When you alchemically change the human cell through the compression mechanism that is utilized in the second triad, everything that concerns the body and its consciousness changes. This includes the cells, the neurons of the neurological system. The neurology of the brain and the body gets a complete upgrade. The seed crystals are the prime activator of these upgrades that need to be initiated, as well as the specific time and progression of these activations. The creative light that is transmitted by these seed crystals is immense, and they are designed to create the changes that are required on many levels as the refined dimensional sequences begin to manifest. They are a radiant instrument that changes the synapses of the brain. And its ability to process Christed thought. Every lobe of the human brain functions effectively now with purpose and the design that was originally intended when the human body was created before its fallen consciousness. Take a breath. Consider all the light energetics that have been activated and positioned in key areas for their optimum function. Many changes are occurring since the unlocking of the first iteration of the eighth dimensional time lock. Be present, alert, conscious. Take a deep breath.